Hello, everyone. We're back. You are with Locker Room Access on ESPN Radio. This is Mark Jerome, special guest joining me now. Incoming 2022, first year. Ryan Dunn now joins us. Ryan, thanks so much. So glad to have you.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
So, Ryan, I know your high school teammate, Small World.
Small World.
I coached him for years in high school and AAU. I know I spoke with your high school coach over the last couple of years when dealing with your high school teammate. And I've spoken with your dad multiple times over the last 5 years. And in fact, you were very close to playing on my AAU team.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
I heard about it when I was younger, but at that time, I didn't really know anything about that. So I was just kind of just saying, yeah, okay. But I heard once I told me about it now and I kind of put pieces together. Then I was like, oh, I was actually pretty close to playing.
All right, Ryan, check this out. So in 2019, when UVA went to the national championship game, there's a writer named Dana O'Neill who worked for The Athletic, right? The publication, the great sports publication. And she was doing a story. She actually ended up doing a story on sitting next to me during the game against Auburn, right? And it's I love the story. It's on The Athletic that people can listen to, or I'm sorry, can read. And she was doing another story and she was trying to find negative, anybody say anything negative about Tony Bennett. And no one would say anything negative about him. No one could say anything. So she was asking me, she was like, come on, there's gotta be something. And she said to his wife, she interviewed his wife. She's like, there's gotta be something, right? So I spoke with your AAU coach, who I know, Jay David, right? From the Jayhawks out of Queens, Long Island.
Yeah. Right?
I spoke with your high school coach and I spoke with your roommate. So guys who have known you for a while, spent a lot of time with you. And I said, give me a story. Tell me something about Ryan. And it was very similar to what Dana O'Neill found when she was trying to get information on Tony Bennett. Everyone just had the most wonderful things to say about you. And I was like, come on, it can't be perfect. Can't be this great. There's got to be something. No kid is this good. Right? And it was, everybody said the same thing, like, works so hard. Great kid. Jay David said, made me a better person and a better coach. And I was like, Jay, come on, man, give me something. Like, we go back. Give me, tell me something about the kid. I was like, no, no. I was like, well, which way did he make you better? He was like, he taught me how to coach better. You ask questions, right? Your high school coach at Perkiomen, where you went to prep school, said you were just like, I said, what are your strengths and weaknesses? And he's like, first of all, as a person, he's just a great kid. He's a great teammate. He works so hard. He wants to be friends. He cares about his teammates. He cares about the community. And then I asked Sam, who we all call Sam the Pest.
Yep. Right?
Yeah. And Sam was like, no, no, you don't get it. Like, we were there together and it was kind of desolate. And the two of us just hit it off so well, right? And we had each other and he is the, and I know Sam's a pest, but he's a really nice kid.
Yes.
Right? And he said the same 100%. About you. He said the same about you. So just so you know, the culture at UVA is exactly what I'm sure everybody told you, right? Like the kids are tremendous. The student body's tremendous that I know of, right? The culture on the team from the coaching staff to the players are, it's just an incredibly healthy culture. And there are a lot of programs that you may or may not be aware of where I can't say the same, where I know kids who are playing or I know coaches, right? You,
yes, sir.
Like the pillars are real. Right. And it's passed down all the time from like the senior guy, from the coach to the senior to the fourth year, the third year, the second year, first year. Right. And the first time when I dropped off my kid at college and I was like, you know, you, as a parent, you're questioning, am I doing the right thing? Who am I leaving my child with? And like a week later or 2 weeks later, when you get to come home from first break, I was like, okay, how are you getting home? And he's like, oh, this kid, Devin Hall, is driving me. I could sense who this kid, Devin Hall, was through my kid, that he was such a nice kid, right? It was true. And I got to meet Devin later and he's just the whole team. I think there's an incredible match here. And I don't like just, you know, selling lip service and saying, oh, everything's wonderful, kumbaya, right? Because it's just not real, right? There's always issues. There's always challenges, right? But from everything I've heard, and I, you know, just the conversation I have with your dad, who just seems like such a nice guy. Got to talk to your brother. By the way, you come from, and I don't know if everybody knows this, an incredibly athletic family. Your brother pitches in the professional major and professional baseball.
Yep, sir.
So your parents got to be so proud, right?
Yeah, they are. They are.
So, you know, after I just told you about how great you were and about how great the school was, you know, what are your expectations? What are your fears? What are you looking forward to?
I think the biggest thing for me is just getting down there. Like, I'm really anxious just to see what UVA is about. I heard all these special things and nice things. And I think who I am as a person and who UVA is as a school and as a basketball team, just going down there and just being part of that community, I feel like can be a good thing for me. Learning about myself, learning about anything on the court, off the court, I think that'll help me as well. Turning to the basketball side with Coach Bennett, he's a great coach, as we all heard. So learning under him and learning under all the other guys is going to help me not only grow, but when I get older, help other kids as well. So I think that's kind of the big things for me that I'm excited to get down there and start doing them.
What are your expectations about your first year? Do you expect to play? Do you expect to come off the bench? Do you expect to get 5 minutes a game?
I mean, for everyone who's going to want to play, but I know that it's going to be tough. Like, I'm going from high school to the ACC. So for me, just to get better every day, just to come out to attack practices hard, attack workouts hard, just try to give it all and just keep being that workaholic kid I always am. And if I get that opportunity to play, I'm going to do my best to leave it all out there and to press them. But it's okay. You know, it's ACC. If I have time to grow, but I'm just going out there every day and just being who I am. And I'm just, I don't really have a lot of expectations right now. Just being the same kid that I am.
You're going in as a first year, coming in with a pretty strong class, right? You got Isaac Neely, Isaac Trout, Leon Bond. Have you guys developed any type of relationship so far?
I think we got closer over the time when I committed. They already had a group chat together, so they threw me right in the day of when I committed, and we've been talking ever since. Just getting to know each other, learning about what we like, what we don't like. We think we have a great bond coming in, so I'm excited for us four to get down there.
How long has the group chat been going on, and how often do you guys speak?
I think it's probably been going on even before I committed, but for me, September 18th, and so that's the first time I joined. We talk, try to talk every week, if not every other week. Nothing crazy, nothing serious, just maybe sending some funny videos in the group chat, or just talking about what's going on with UVA and stuff. And then also just trying to be kids again and try and learn from each other.
Do you guys make comments after you guys watch a UVA game?
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't. We just let them play. But we just try to learn from what they're trying to do from Coach Bennett, and then see what they want, what they're trying to do, and see if we like it or not. We're trying to figure out how to do that.
Right. Do you understand the pack line defense? Do you try to watch while you're watching the game?
I try to watch the pack line defense, try to watch the offensive set system, how he wants to run his offense, and learning how his style would play. How can that help me?
Yep. Where do you think you fit in, and what are your strengths, and what are your areas you need to work on and improve?
I think my I'm going to start with my weaknesses. Probably ball handling I need to work on. And getting stronger, obviously, because everyone's going to be big. So just learning how to play against that size. Just being more athletic and being more aggressive is probably one of the weaknesses. But I'm able to shoot for my strengths, can get to the rim, can finish, can put the ball on the floor sometimes. And I think for me, a lot of coming off screens, off ball and on ball, coming off curls, coming off pin downs, and being able to hit those shots that they need to hit, even if it's in close games or whenever, when those shots I need to start hitting. And then sometimes if I got to create for my own shot, but right now I'm coming off screens and everything else.
Right. So your high school coach said your strengths. Let's go strengths first. Right. And you'll understand why I'm going strengths first and why we're going areas of improvement next. But your high school coach said your strengths are, you are a great teammate. You are a workaholic. You want to be in the gym. Sammy also said, you guys, Sammy Pullman, your roommate and kid played for me, also said that you guys lived in the gym.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
He also said, you are a kid, and he said this is rare, who loves to play and wants to get better, even at such a high level, even for such a high level kid. He said, you finish well, you defend really well, you can defend multiple positions, you rebound really well, and for your guard, you actually protect the rim too.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So areas of improvement. He said, you've got to, you know, be more consistent with your outside shot.
Yep.
Right. Which is, you know, your dad actually said the same thing earlier today when I spoke to him.
Trust me.
What's that?
He's big on that, being very consistent. So we're going to try to work on that this all season before we get there.
Good. He said, you got to get stronger, right? Your high school coach. And he said, you're super athletic and rangy in defense, but he said, getting stronger. And I just want you to know, for getting stronger, you are in a great spot. Have you spoken with Mike Curtis yet?
Yes, I have. I heard a lot about him. I spoke with him. So from everything that I heard, I know I'm in a pretty good spot.
Yeah. A lot of the kids who are now playing professionally will come back and work with Mike. That's how much they think of him. So I truly believe you're going to just get so much better from that. All right. You are 19 years old?
Yes.
Okay, great. And your teammates are somewhere probably between 18 and maybe 22, 23. How has the transfer portal impacted your decision-making or thoughts about playing at the next level?
It hasn't really affected me. I never really thought about the transfer portal like that. In the beginning, it was the whole big thing about college players entering transfer portal and going to different schools. And everyone was kind of worried because now they're going to look for more college players and high school players. But I never really thought about that. I just thought what I can control. So if that's me just going out and playing and they can see me and these coaches, college coaches are seeing me, these college teams, they're going to see me. And for playing, I don't want to say care, but like, It's not a main priority for me. Just me getting stronger and being able to play with them. If that's what I can do.
Great answer. Ryan, where do you see yourself playing in the UVA offense?
A lot of everywhere, you know. A lot of wing, I would say. But also, if we grow small, being able to post up some guards and stuff. But I'll say mainly for me, being one of the wings.
You see yourself coming off the screens and
coming off screen, handoffs and turning the corner and learning, making decisions off those type of plays.
Okay. Why UVA? You were recruited by some other high level schools coming out of high school and you decided you were going to go to prep school, right? And give yourself an additional year. Why the additional year and then why UVA instead of like a school that was recruiting you right out of high school, out of your 4-year high school?
The additional year was a discussion I had with my parents. I kind of knew I was going to do another year from a very long time with my dad. He always knew that I wasn't the strongest and wasn't the biggest. Like I said, like before, I wasn't always 6'7". I was always like small and skinny. So he knew I needed another year of development. So once I grew, got a lot stronger, it was kind of on the table to go, but we always knew that this was always kind of our plan to go. So we decided to do another year of just getting ready and getting ready for college. And for UVA, when I talked to Coach Bennett on a Zoom call, it just felt original. It felt special. You know, it wasn't, not saying other coach wasn't special, but it just felt different and in my heart and in my parents' hearts. So that was kind of a big thing for us. And then when we went to go visit, learning about the family, the culture, that was kind of like the icing on the cake. So that's the reason, kind of big reason why I chose UVA.
So I remember talking to your dad, I want to say 3-4 years ago. And he was like, hey, I'm going to bring my son down. We got introduced through somebody. Maybe it was 4 or 5 years ago. We got introduced to a mutual friend. I want to bring my son down and work out with you guys. And I wanted to work on some things. I was like, okay, great. Just, you know, whenever he can make it, come by, check us out. And we'll take it from there. And hopefully, you know, it's a mutual fit and he wants to play and we'll want to play. And we'll plod through and we'll have a good season and we'll have a good AAU season. And I can't remember if it was COVID or what it was where you guys ended up not coming. I really can't remember at this point. Fast forward, we had a couple of the conversations, your dad and I, and text chick changes. Next thing I know, someone's telling me that you're playing with Jayhawks and you grew from like 6'1 to like 6'7. How tall is your brother?
6'2.
Uh-huh.
My dad's like 6'2, I'll say 6'3. They're like the same height. Okay. So 6'2, 6'3. Brother 6'2, 6'3. My mom is 5'3.
How'd that happen?
God. Really. I was a big kid. I was big when I was being born at birth. And I always had the biggest feet. That was kind of a sign for me. Everyone told me you have big feet when I was little in elementary school and middle school. I was always like, everyone saying, you have really big feet, but you're not tall. And I said, I don't know. This is just my genetics. And then sophomore year, I got to 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2", maybe the highest, I don't remember. Then junior year, grew from, that's the thing, when my growth spurt first started, grew from 6'2 to 6'4, 6'4, 6'5. And then junior year to senior year, that's when I woke up one day and I'm 6'6, 6'7. And it was just, it was during COVID actually, I think, around there, I started growing. And then I was always in the gym. So as I kept growing, I kept getting stronger. And I went from like 140 to 190 in the whole summer. And that's what kind of took off for me.
How did you see your game change as you continued to grow?
A lot. When I first started, I just shot the ball. That's all I did. I couldn't defend to save my life. I can only shoot corner threes and maybe put the ball down a couple of times. But as I kept working, still having the jumper that I had, which was inconsistent, we got to work on that. But being able to shoot, but not being able to finish above the rim, being able to defend, being able to rebound and dribble the floor up by myself, I feel like it just grew really rapidly. And being able to do a lot of things now, which I never thought I would do.
Okay, then you decide to go to Perky Oman out of high school. What was your experience there like? And it, besides being with Sam DePest?
It was really good. I give everything Coach B. He helped me a lot. So there's some stuff I needed to hear that I probably didn't want to hear from him, but he was always honest. He always helped me whenever we came into the locker room or to his office. Always tell me what I need to work on, if I need to stay low, if I needed to be more consistent. Like Sam DePest, we would always be in the gym together. So no matter if we had a free or whatever, we would always go to the gym and start shooting and start working out. Throughout the season, lots of ups and downs for me learning because it's my first year actually really playing basketball for a whole year. But they always help me navigate through that and just to be the person who I am today. So I thank them for that.
When you say first year of playing basketball for an entire year, what does that refer to?
Freshman year, I didn't play. I by the bench my freshman year. Sophomore year, I played like 15 games. Junior year.
Sorry, what school?
I went, I went to Oak Hill Academy my sophomore year.
Okay.
And then I went to Lehigh, Long Island Lutheran for my junior and senior year. And I didn't really play a lot my junior year. I had some big minutes, but not really. And then senior year, when the year I was supposed to play a lot, COVID hits. So we had about three games. And two of the games, we played the same team back-to-back. So that was kind of a bummer. But so that was kind of my – this was kind of my first year of actually playing, like, regular season and playoff basketball.
What would you say the biggest difference in your game from Lehigh and Perky Oman?
Biggest difference? Probably being more aggressive. Being more aggressive. Throughout the beginning of the year at Perk, I was pretty aggressive. I was trying to get to the rim a lot. And I lost it a little bit, I'm not going to lie, at the end. But I think for me, it was trying to be more that guy, competing when they needed me to be, instead of like looking for other options, try to be aggressive. And just being able to not only score for myself, but score for my, like, help my teammates score as well.
All right. Now you're getting ready for your first year at UVA, right? What, first of all, when do you go down? When do you head down?
June 17th. I report down.
And I know you just had an ankle injury.
Yep.
What happened there?
I was playing in one of our last regular season games, and I rolled my ankle playing, and I thought it was a sprain. So I kept playing on it. And over time, it didn't really heal properly as a sprain would. So my parents decided, let's go get that checked. We got it checked out. Turns out it was a fracture in my ankle. So they sat me down for a couple months, just making sure that it's healed properly, because they don't want anything to happen when I get down there. So for me, I just been resting and trying just to get back to having a 100% ankle. But for now, I'm starting to get into the weight room and starting to shoot more. I mean, just sitting in a chair and shooting. So it's just been fun doing that.
When are you expected to recover?
May. Okay. May. I think I'll be back before May.
Okay, so you'll be fully healed by the time you get down to UVA, which is great. And when you get down to UVA, have they explained to you the process and the plan? And are you taking courses this summer? And how much working out will you be doing?
I haven't got the whole gist yet of what they're going to be doing during the sessions. But I think we're doing two sessions, two classes. And then I haven't got the whole workout schedule yet. But I think it's going to be a lot, so.
Yep. Are you, how nervous are you going down? How excited are you?
More excited than nervous. A little bit of nerves, but just more anxious to get down there and get started.
Sure. Yep. Have you developed a relationship with any coaches in particular?
Coach O, we talked a lot. He always checks up on me, making sure that I'm good. Coach Bennett, obviously, he always checks up. When I had my ankle injury, they both called and checked to see how I was doing. So that was kind of big for me, just letting them know or letting me know that they're there. So those two are probably the biggest ones for me. Ronnie, of course, is always hitting up as well.
I can't say enough about those guys.
Yeah, they're great people.
Great people, great families, just so welcoming. Right? All right, what do you like to do off the court?
I don't really do a lot of things off the court. I play video games. I like
going out. What video games do you play?
I just got back into playing Call of Duty Warzone, but I used to play 2K and Madden and all that stuff. All those play whatever we play. Going outside and just hanging out with my friends, going to house to house or just going out and do something fun. I'm kind of a big sneakerhead. I'm big on that. Ever since I was young, I was big on sneakers. So that's kind of one of my hobbies, I would say, that I do.
How many pairs of sneakers do you have?
Including basketball?
Sure.
30, 40 pairs, I think, around there. Maybe less. Maybe less. I threw a lot out because my foot kept growing. So every new pair came in, new shoe came out. So.
Are you a foodie at all? Are your parent family, are they a are they foodies?
Not really, no. No, not right. Not a foodie at all.
All right, maybe you'll turn into one because Charlottesville has great, great restaurants.
Hopefully.
Great food. You got to take advantage of that. And I know when I was your age, I was like, food, whatever. Whatever's in front of my face, I'm just going to eat a lot of those. And, you know, I got it as an athlete, but you'll have, you know, our producer, Spencer Hinsky, is on with us, and he's a first year, and he's just, we have the benefit of Zoom. Everybody's only going to see, he's only going to hear this. But Spencer's nodding his head. Yes, food. Yes, great places for food.
A lot of good food. The dining hall options are not quite as at the same level as the Charlottesville food, but I mean, it's definitely edible. And I mean, I'm sure you know, at our age, we can eat whatever we want.
Yeah, whatever we want. Yeah, when I get down there, you're gonna take me around so I can know what school.
Oh, for sure, I got you.
All right.
Hey, what are your thoughts about NIL, which right now is impacting a lot of decisions for kids getting recruited?
I think NIL is a great thing for us, for our kids, for kids of our generation now, being able to put our name out there and learning more about the business side of stuff and everything. But the main priority for me is playing, because if you play well, no matter where you go, they're going to see you. And then the better you play, the more NIL opportunities come you get. And then it creates much more hype for you and your name.
You just said the answer that every coach wants to hear. The most important thing and the priority is getting on the court and working and playing, right? And then we can talk about NIL later. So
yeah.
All right, listen, we're coming down to the tail end of this podcast. The last time UVA had a fairly strong incoming class or was ranked in the top 3 to 5 or 6, 3 years later, you know what happened?
The national championship.
Are you feeling any pressure about you guys coming in together?
No, we talked about it, but again, that's a great class and we think we're a great class, but we're not like them. We're different people. So we're going to control what we can control. We're going to come in as a class and try to help UVA the best that we can. And if we can possibly win national championship, that'll be amazing, but we're going to try to do the best that we can in order just to help UVA and grow them for us.
Well, if you don't, you know, basketball, or when basketball ends for you, you certainly have a career in politics. So, last question for you. Did you watch the Final Four this weekend?
Yes.
Past weekend. And was it 2 weekends ago? Sorry, 2 weekends ago. And you watched with your dad and your family, right? Correct?
Yes.
You're watching two of the four teams from the ACC, two teams with incredible traditions that you're going to be playing against in the next years to come.
Yes.
Was that surreal? What was that like?
It was surreal, but it was also kind of a learning moment for me. My dad taught me now that, like you said, I'm going to be playing against them and I'm going to have to see them. So learn what they do now and learn how they are. So when you get there, it'll just be easy for you to learn. But as a player, it's really cool to see that you're about to play in that, but you can't get out of your head a lot. You just got to stay focused and learn. But it's great that I'm going to be now playing against two teams that are in the Final Four.
Yep. And one team that almost won it. Yeah. It was just half away or a quarter away from winning the national championship. Right. And guys who you may know and who you may have played against, you know, RJ Davis or AJ Griffith from Duke, who are local guys too, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, all the best to you. I'm sure, you know, you're so humble, right? You're going to fit right in. But at the same time, while you're humble, you got to be so confident to play at this level. And I'm sure you know that. And I'm sure you have all kind of confidence going in. As you need to, playing at this level, it's the highest possible level you can go to play at. But all the best to you. I'm sure you're going to do great. You're a hard worker from what everybody says. You sound like just a great young man. Your family sounds like great people, and really rooting for you, as I'm sure the rest of the UVA student body and population will be as well. So thanks so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. And look forward to seeing you in the near future in person.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Dunn, once again. And once again, folks, we are sponsored by Ron's and Rogers, where Charlottesville gets engaged, and Multiverse Kitchen. Thanks so much for listening to us. We look forward to seeing you guys soon. And big thanks to our associate producer, Spencer Hinsky. Thanks, Spence, who always does a great job. All right, for Locker Room Access, I am Mark Jerome. See you soon.